Community Cast reunites for Human Beings for Biden Get Out the Vote event. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 31, 2020. The cast of the NBC sitcom Community reunited for a bizarre Get Out the Vote event, in which the actors talked about how none of them wanted to vote, suggesting that they're going high by not outright endorsing Biden, because simply getting out the vote benefits the good guys. Community stars Ken Jeong, Allison Brie, Danny Pudi, Yvette Nicole Brown, Joel McHale, Jillian Jacobs, and Jim Rash filmed a Zoom-style Get Out the Vote video, in which McHale stated, "We're not picking sides," alongside the hashtag #HumanBeingsForBiden. "I just wanted to pop on here to say that my vote for Biden cookies are still for sale, and they are free," said Rash. "Get out there and vote on Tuesday, that's why we cancel our classes. Watch below." "So that's what this is," reacted Pudi. "We're in a commercial for a presidential campaign." Soon after that, Brie, Jacobs, Brown, and Jeong all admit that they have no intention of voting in the upcoming presidential election. "This country is a troubled friend we're hurting through enabling," argued Brie. "In 2016, we gave Lady Liberty the vote and she chopped it up and snorted it in the bathroom. We need to cut her off or we'll be the reason she ends up in the ER, which, by the way, not a safe place right now." From there, Brown adds that she's tired of the craziest, angriest people controlling every conversation, making everybody else crazy and angry. "Some of us have families to hold together," she adds. "Thanksgiving was already Vietnam, I'm just exhausted. I want the insanity to stop." McHale delivered a monologue, explaining why he believes everyone needs to be selfish and vote. "Look, I get it, we've all got totally understandable reasons to opt out. But all those reasons have to do with everybody else. Screw everybody else. Do something for yourself, vote. If you hate the system, don't support the single largest demographic that has controlled every single election since the 1800s, namely the half of the country that doesn't vote. Vote them out. And if you want to cut America off from its habits, go ahead, give it some tough love. But for God's sake, give it methadone and vote. And if you just want the fighting to stop, well, I hate to be this guy. But every vote not counting is a vote for the guy that thinks a nice evening at home is screaming at people on Twitter. And as for you, smart guy, I know we're above politics. But the ooze has reached hip level. And there's no way we can go back to enjoying Star Wars while we're in an actual trash compactor. I guess in the end, we weren't doing a reunion or a political commercial," said Pudi near the end of the video. "Kind of a commercial, but really just one for democracy," said Jacobs. "If there was a message at all, it's just that we should all vote. It doesn't even matter for who," added Brown. "What? You don't believe that? The stakes are enormous," insisted Brie. "Yeah, but we all know getting out the vote benefits the good guys," added Jacobs. "So why not just say, vote Biden?" asked Brie. "No, no, we're going high, we're not picking sides," insisted McHale in the hashtag #HumanBeingsForBiden video. "We're making a statement that anyone can get behind. Vote." Hollywood celebrities have gone all in with Get Out the Vote videos ahead the election. Earlier this month, actress Jane Fonda released a celebrity stuffed exercise video featuring pop star Katy Perry pumping her breast in a close-up shot of NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal flexing his buttocks. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.